I know.
You have to cut the wood?
Oh, man, yeah.
Where'd y'all store it?
We just stacked it out, like we call ranking it.
In a cord?
Yeah, and then at the cord farm, might be cords of it, the one we cut it, you know, we cord wood and starch it. And you can cut your stove wood and your house wood, both your house wood meant for the fireplace. Stove wood maybe be 16 or 18 inches long, you know, and it's split fine, small for your house wood, you know, like I said, you'd use it pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you have a little building maybe used for storing tools or something like that?
Well, sometimes as a rule, they have a place to put them, like your carpenter tools and hoes and rakes and everything.
Yeah,
it didn't always. It might be what we call a corral or barn, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I used to be out there, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all didn't have room for that.
Yeah. Now, outdoor toilets, you call them,
that's what we called them, outdoor toilets.
Yeah.
And up until we got electricity, you know, well, you couldn't do otherwise, because you're not going to run the water.
Yeah.
And we used to have ours right down there. In fact, down there, dug a hole in the ground 4 foot square, a little barn 4 foot, and put a 4 foot deep.
Yeah.
Put a curb in it. And then, you put your couple of solid pieces down, put your little old building on, and come on up. And all that would go in that hole. And that would do for years, it would last for years, surprising. And you'd have a little old pipe to go up above the thing, you know, let the odor off. It was surprising how well it worked.
Yeah.
The only thing, when it was raining, you had to have a raincoat or an umbrella. It'd go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to make them with two seats instead of one, you know, two places.
Two-seater?
Yeah, two-seater. Double-header.
Yeah, double-header.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they have other kind of joking names for them? They'd call them...
Oh, one of the biggest jokes we used to tell about, you know, they speak about, I got so many rooms, you know, and a bath.
Yeah.
We'd say so many rooms in a path, you know.
In a path.
Yeah, instead of a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They call it the privy or the...
Yeah, privy. That was one of the old names for it.
Yeah.
But by the way, I go back further than that. When you use the woods. That ain't no joke. Yes, sir.
Okay.
That ain't no joke. Yeah.
Well, about some of the other buildings you might have on the farm.
Well, of course, back then, one of your main buildings, I think I mentioned a while ago, they called it a smokehouse. That's where you cured your meat. And that was very important. Yeah, everybody had that, you know.
Yeah.
And they did. They smoked that meat in there.
Yeah.
You'd throw that down, and you used fixed for it, you know. You had a table. And you'd throw it down in cold weather, you know. You had to do it in the winter. You put plenty of salt on it, and it let it stay there about, I think, 8 days was about the rule. And then they would take in we used to have what's called bear grass. That's what you use that for. It was stuff growed up about so high. And bunches. No, now all the old people have a few bunches around for nothing but hanging up meat. And it served a purpose. And you'd have sticks crossed there, you know. In fact, you'd cut a hole in the top of a piece of meat, you know, and catch under the skin pretty good and cut it out. Leave it solid, run that through there, and tie it on this, get you two or three feet on, you put it up there, you know, and